Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. One of my clients sent a beautiful message, first asking for prayer, but then with the comment that it's sometimes hard to know when is it good to ask the Lord and kind of bring your request before Him, and at what point are you just supposed to be still and know that He is God? And I'm not going to say that my answer is the right answer, but this is the answer that I operate from. So if the Lord brings something to mind, I give it to Him. So if I am being asked, or if the recurring thought is, oh, I'm concerned about this particular topic, every time I'm consciously aware of that, I'm like, oh, Lord, you need to intervene. Or, oh, I'm handing this to you, Lord, it's too heavy for me. And then I will also say, though, I do actually want to be in relationship with the Lord. I like my time with Him. And so for me, I usually do check in with Him briefly in the morning when I first wake up. You know, it's like, okay, what am I thinking about? But that's also really my writing time. So after I've written a few lines, usually, which say something like, why am I tired? Or thank you, Jesus, for another day or something. They're not overly inspiring. It's really just like, I would like to check in with the Lord. Then I will spend time writing. And oftentimes that's writing something from the scriptures or something about prayer so that I'm feeling both creative, but also deeply immersed in the Word of God. And then by the end of my day, like sometime between, let's say, 4 and 7, I start to get so antsy in my spirit to go and just be with the Lord. And sometimes I just am walking and praying in tongues for 40 minutes or 50 minutes out of the next hour. And sometimes I feel like, no, I'm supposed to take my flags down and just put on some music, some worship music, and dance because I need some physical release and I need worship to be reminding me of truth. And so that, again, that's not being still. Usually I'm walking or I'm waving or I'm doing something a little bit active, but that's my way of posturing my heart towards the Lord and saying, let me be listening to what you have for me, Lord. And then I think there's additional things, because sometimes it's just like, Lord, I just need to talk this out. And I think in the midst of the work that I do while I'm in the house with my computer open and such, I can get kind of overwhelmed with all of the details. Like, oh, okay, this is a lot. But then I also can recognize how precious it is to have just the time to go and be with Jesus and be like, I'm overwhelmed with these things. I need help. And so one of my favorite prayers that Paul Van Hosen taught me is to be able to say that, Lord, I do actually need help. And the Holy Spirit is so kind that He's there saying, I can help you with that. Do you need help with that? Let me help you with that. And I love that picture of the Holy Spirit, who is called the Parakletos. He's called the helper, the one who comes with, like who walks with and is there to help. So I think there's, I don't know if that's exactly what is meant by be still and know. I suspect that there are, and I have on occasion done this, just been completely still before the Lord, maybe on my face listening to worship music or something. But most of the time for me, the way that my heart posture comes back to being still and knowing that the Lord is God is just through worship and a little bit of music. I mean, a little bit of movement. And yet there's a sense of, I am acknowledging that He is the Lord. So I guess that's really how I think about both of these ideas, that as long as it's recurring in my mind, I need to keep casting that to the Lord, because He says, cast all your cares on me. And if I'm thinking about it, I have not cast it enough, or it just needs, it's big and it needs to be cast repeatedly. So I do think that that's actually just part of the gift of intercession, is to be able to keep throwing the things back to the Lord and be like, we need help. We need help. So I don't think that that's being unfaithful, and I don't think that the Lord gets bored with that or frustrated with that. I think he's actually encouraging of us when he says we ought always to pray and not give up. And then, of course, at some point, if he answers and is like, here's my answer, here's what you're going to do, then we need to be obedient. Or if he says, here's my answer, the answer is no, or whatever he might say, then we need to be okay with that. But in my life, I really don't know that there has been like a hard and fast, like, stop praying about this. I know that it does happen. When I read the book of Jeremiah, I can see that the Lord is like, you need to stop praying for these people. They're really bad. But I don't actually think Jeremiah does stop. I mean, it's kind of an interesting book. Anyway, I'm just saying, I would not necessarily make Jeremiah a case study of, you know, when it's time to quit praying. When I think about Jesus as he's dying on the cross, saying, Father, forgive them, he was clearly even offering intercession on behalf of the ones who were killing him. So I think there's a large latitude to just keep bringing requests before the Lord. Okay. That felt a little bit rambling to me, but that's what I was thinking about. So Jesus, thank you that you take even the ramblings and that you love it as we wrestle through. What does it look like to pray? What does it look like to pray effectively? Lord, I'm asking for more of you in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.